man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, a woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn. Make our own whiskey and our own smoke too. Ain't too many things these old boys can't do.
Now ain't too many things. Ain't too many things these old boys can't do. This is the Trump phenomenon. With your old boy Kelso, James Kelso, here in North Dakota on March 2nd, Thursday, 2023. We'll be together for 1 hour, as we are Monday through Friday, 9 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time. You're welcome to call in at our wanted phone number, 512-248-8252. And let's see here. Things are cooking tonight in Washington, D.C. The Conservative Political Action Conference really went up the gearbox into like about fourth gear today, in a five-gear gearbox. And Donald Trump will be there Saturday. That'll put it into overdrive. But the news is good, folks. And I'll give you my overall take on what we're finding out a lot in this CPAC, because this is the first big, humongous gathering of the tribes, gathering of our forces before the battle. So this is a good, you could take the pulse here of our army, and I'll tell you what, it's looking good. You know, you don't have any control who comes to this. I mean, anybody can come. They do come from all over the country and world. So who's going to come, and how? You know, what are they feeling out there in the hinterlands? Well, here's what they're feeling. They love Donald Trump. And the left and the rhinos, Rupert Murdoch, they are peeing in their boots because they've spent so much money, so much time, so many lies, so many crimes that they've committed trying to slow this guy down, trying to take him out of the race. And it's all come to naught. The man just gets stronger and stronger, and the love of the movement towards their leader gets stronger and stronger, more fervent. And that was manifested today in the CPAC conference. We'll kind of talk about it a little bit, go into it. There were some great sessions. Ron DeSantis, how did he fare? He's the guy who thinks he can unhorse Donald Trump. I told you months ago. I said, Ron, don't do it. You're going to be sorry. Well, that's what it looks looking as if we were right on the money. The people at CPAC are not happy with Ron DeSantis, and that explains why he's not there. He should be there. If he's a great contender and not a pretender, he should be there. And mixing with the troops, he's not there because he has he's put his finger up in the air and he's got the sense of the wind here. He would not have a good time at CPAC. He would be roasted by just by people passing him on the in the aisles, just by people. He's not appreciated thinking he's going to unhorse Donald Trump. So he's not even there. His rhino friends like Mike Pence and Mitch McConnell. And how about this one? I didn't mention it last night. I knew I'd left somebody out on the rhino team that's backing DeSantis. Well, I don't know that she's backing DeSantis, but I think she is. But Ronna McDaniel's not there. Wait a minute. This is the chairman of the Republican National Committee. Now, the Republican Party is at the Gaylord Center in National Harbor, just on the edge of Washington, D.C., to the south. They're all there. That's supposedly the people she's leading. And the, oh, by the way, the people that are at CPAC are the activists, the most, well, okay, people who want to be there so badly. They don't have money in particular. It's not like I've been to two of them. They aren't money bags, but they're dedicated. And you've got to lay out four nights of hotel rooms, a ticket that could set you back over $250. And how are you going to get around? You're probably going to have to rent a car. So you're looking at, what are you looking at here? That hotel is over I think it's $250 a night. You're looking at $1,000 in hotel, $250 for your ticket. There's $1,250. What are car rentals now? I haven't rented a car since the scamdemic, but apparently they've doubled the prices on car rentals. So you're looking at, let's say for 4 days for a car, you're looking at another $200. I may be way off on these numbers. They may be way low. $1,250 plus $200. You're already out $1,500, and you still haven't bought your airplane ticket. What's happened? I haven't flown since the scamdemic either. What's happened to airfares, ladies and gentlemen? Somebody help me. My understanding is that they've skyrocketed. So you're out $1,500. Now you're looking at what? Round trip trip to D.C. from an average American city. What, another $400 or $500? Now you're out $2,000. My point being this: the 10,000 people that are there really want to be there, and they really fervently support Donald Trump. So this matters to them. And the people that show up, these are the people that are the biggest volunteers, the biggest activists in their local community. So this is the heart, the beating heart of the Republican Party is at CPAC. And they love Donald Trump. So we'll get into that. Let's go to his post. He's talking about CPAC on his Truth Social. I'll read you a couple of these to give you the flavor of how he's feeling about this. What's he going to do? In his speech on Saturday, what time of day is it? Let me look. I wrote it all down here. Saturday. See, that's the Rush Limbaugh trick right there. Crinkling newspaper. Now, I'm looking at a sheet of paper, but that's how he gave atmosphere to his show. He gave you the crinkling sound of the newspaper he was consulting. Okay, on Saturday at 3 o'clock, it's Donald Trump on Saturday. Ooh. And he's the last speaker. He'd probably be welcome to go over to take a full hour, maybe more. But what's he going to say? on Saturday. Well, he gives us a little teaser on Truth Social today. Here's an article at the DC Inquirer. And Trump to reveal how he'll fix our country to a monster crowd at CPAC. And his theme, our country is going to hell. 45th president and leading 2024 presidential candidate Donald Trump vowed to lay out his vision to save our country during his upcoming speech at the Conservative Political Action Conference, CPAC, in a post on his successful social media platform, Truth Social, on Thursday morning, today. I will be at CPAC on Saturday, talking about the fact that obviously our country is going to hell and how to fix it, Trump wrote. Also, the Democrats' use of radical left prosecutors and the weaponization of law enforcement, it is illegal, has never been used and abused like this, and has the potential to bring down our once fair and wonderful country. But I'll tell you what, I'll give you just a little local example up here. Of all places in North Dakota. You're not going to believe this. The Pinkos, this is so common. You have a very conservative city, state, and somehow the Pinkos get into the political positions. They lust after power so much. And so that's true here in Grand Forks, North Dakota. The people on the city council are a bunch of Pinkos. And we're not. We're all Trump people here. Get this. We circulated a petition. You know, who cares about our little town here? I'm just offering this to you as a paradigmatic. It explains. This is what's going on everywhere. So the Pinkos invited the communist Chinese to build a corn giant, billion-dollar corn processing plant in our town. The Pinkos bent over backwards for the commies. They incorporated into the town, against the will of we the people, they incorporated part of the farmland outside the town and called it part of the town, against our will, without consulting us, so that they could then send the city's water over to the Red Chinese for their corn mill and so on. And this was all greased. Who was paid how much? Who got paid how many hundreds of thousands or millions of dollars? Who will ever know? Totally corrupt, totally communist. So we, you know, we're just the citizens, that's all. We just pay the bills. That we Trump army, we find out we're going to have a red Chinese communist giant industry planted right in our town against our will. So what do? With no notice, and they spring it on us. They plan it all in secret, against the law, secret meetings, secret conducting of business. That's total violation of all sunshine laws. Then they just spring it on us in a rush job. But we, in the middle of the winter, it's very cold, we manage to go out on the streets, our fingers freezing, to get signatures. We get 5,000 signatures to put it on the ballot. We not even to stop the Chinese plant, just to put it on the ballot so that we, the people, can vote. And oh, see, these demon rat communists, they all say, well, we're for democracy, we're for the people. BS. B big S. They're not for democracy, they're not for the people, they're for communism, period. And any way they can achieve it is fine with them. World War III, fine with them. They're peace marchers? Oh yeah, B big S. They're not for peace. They're for World War III, these pieces of garbage. So we got 5,000 signatures, which is all that's necessary. That's actually a lot in this little town. And we got it. Oh, but no, we won't accept that. We have an opinion here from a judge. We have an opinion from our flunky city clerk. You'll hear more about that city clerk in a moment. Our flunky city clerk says there's something wrong with this petition. It's in its form. It's not perfect. Well, shove that where the sun don't shine, city clerk. So we weren't able to vote because these people have the power, see? So anyway, it looked like we were going to get a Chinese communist takeover of our town. And the... get this, the last minute, just like a miracle, like a bolt from heaven, somebody in the Air Force said, you know what, this is a threat to national security, and the whole thing died. And we dodged that. Well, anyway, let's go to Trump's this article. Weaponization of law enforcement. Weaponization of law enforcement. You're not going to believe this. In the course of circulating this petition, guess what the city clerk and the communist punks in our city government did? They weaponized our police department. And the people circulating petitions, when you circulate a petition, you countersign it. That, you know, you circulated this petition and you authenticate these people that they actually signed it. So you put your name and your address on the petition and your phone number. Oh, says the communist city clerk. I've got the phone numbers of the people circulating the petitions. I'm going to have the police department, which I have no authority to do this whatsoever, complete violation of the due process of law, of the Constitution. The communists in our city governments had the police, they compelled the police department to call all the petition circulators to check on them. Oh yeah, to check on them. What the hell? What the hell? Who in the police department approved that? Well, and they're all butt kissers. See, they're all on the payroll. They're all getting paid by the communists running the city council who set the salaries and et cetera, et cetera. So we had the police department totally, a total weaponization, total intimidation. But is there any judge with the balls to call it that way? No, I don't think so. But that's unbelievable. But so somehow one person in the Air Force from on high said this is a major threat to national security, and that killed the deal. But anyway, I'm using that to illustrate what the president is talking about, weaponization of law enforcement. It's even happening way out here in the boondocks. It is illegal, he says, has never been used and abused like this, and has the potential to bring down our once fair and wonderful country. These Marxist thugs, that's who I was talking about, our mayor, our city council president, Marxist thugs. I don't care if they call themselves Republicans even. They're Marxist thugs, have been after me for years, only to help them win elections. In just 2 years, we have become a third world failing nation. Make America great again. And then the article continues. Trump will be speaking at CPAC. We'll come back to this article right after this break.
Let's make a Ford and a Chevy. It'll still last 10 years like the show. Cause the best of the free life is still yet to come. And the good times ain't over for good.
Consider this. Dead people see only what they want to see. And frankly, most of us are still dead. Let me give you the lessons of gold and five easy lessons. Number one, don't buy it because you need to make money. You buy gold because you need to protect the money you already have. Don't ever look at the price as a barrier. Look at it as an incentive. Number three, don't buy its paper pretenders. We talked about that a lot. Buy gold. Buy the real thing in the form of coins and bullion. Fourth, don't fall prey to glitzy television or Facebook ads. Do your due diligence instead. And that's what I try to provide you with and have for 26 and a half years on the air and 30 years in this profession. Fifth, don't allow naysayers to divert your interest. Allow yourself the right to protect your interests as you see fit. Jeff Bennett here. One of the ways you can do that is to contact Kettle Moraine Limited. Contact me by calling or texting me at 602-799-8214. 602-799-8214. You can also email me at kettlemoraineltd@cox.net. Let me help you protect your wealth and your family today. Once again, call or text us at 602-799-8214 or visit our website, SierraMadrePreciousMetals.com. Be glad to help you out. Be glad to answer your questions. That's what we're here for. No pressure, just good, hard, common sense. The decision then becomes up to you.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Some folks call me a rambling man. I do a lot of thumbing and kicking cans, and it wouldn't do an ounce of good to call my name.
Sing it, Merle.
Cause daddy's name wasn't Willie Woodrow, and I was born and raised in no ghetto.
Just
a white boy looking for a place to do my thing.
Down here on our, as our snowball rolls to hell, he'd be fighting it, I'll tell you that. Wouldn't that be great to have a Trump rally headlined or fronted by Merle Haggard? Ooh, that would be something. He'd do it. He was a patriot. Let's go back to the president's. Let me look at some of my notes here from CPAC today. Here are some of the people that will be speaking tomorrow. It's growing in a crescendo. Wednesday was kind of, yeah. Thursday, good today. Friday, red hot. And then Saturday. Steve Bannon is speaking tomorrow. Ooh. Now think about that, folks. Steve Bannon. This is new. Sebastian Gorka. Jack Posobiec. These are all tomorrow. Cash Patel, Amanda Milius, these are all tomorrow. Nigel Farage immediately follows Steve Bannon tomorrow. Does it get any better than this? Okay. Then on Saturday, James O'Keefe. Wow. Wow. And you followed the news of James O'Keefe being pushed out by his own board of directors at Project Veritas. Wow, this is, the audience is going to be on the edge of their seats. You'll hear a pin drop when James O'Keefe dishes the dirt on that one. Robert Malone, he's the, if you want to hear the truth about COVID, the truth about the scamdemic, the truth about the bioweapon vaccine, it was Robert Malone who invented the technology that they abused and misused to create the genetic therapy mislabeled vaccine for COVID-1984. He's talking tomorrow. Ronnie Jackson talking tomorrow. He's the, let me get this. You know, this is an interesting thing about the candidates, the MAGA candidates versus the train wrecks put out by the Democrat Party. The MAGA candidates are sterling individuals of incredible achievement and accomplishment, like Ronnie Jackson. And the Democrats, I'll give you an example. The MAGA candidate in Pennsylvania was Dr. Oz for U.S. Senate, a world-famous heart surgeon with a monster show, with millions of people who hang on his every word concerning health and fitness. Personable, handsome. You couldn't get a better candidate. And he was, we're asked to believe that he was beaten by this moron with brain failure and a severe, obviously severe stroke injury, Fetterman. We're told that he won. We're supposed to believe this BS. It's the same story we got with the mentally deranged Joe Biden. We're supposed to believe that he got 81 million votes. Oh, really? And Donald Trump got 75 million votes. So a brain-dead person of utter corruption, well-known corruption, a sleazeball, a pervert, a weirdo, a sex freak who sniffs little girls' hair. He beat Donald Trump by 6 million votes? Does anyone believe that? And Donald Trump, by the way, when he got set, they concede that he got 75 million votes. That's 12 million more than he got in the previous election when he won. My numbers may be off by one or two here or there. It's my memory. He got 12 million more votes the second time around, and yet he supposedly lost to Joe Biden. My point is this. These Democrat candidates are sleazeballs. And so here's Ronnie Jackson. He was a to give you the idea of the kind of achievement that these MAGA candidates have. Ronnie Jackson was the White House physician for Obama, for Bush, and for Trump. Okay? He is a Navy physician. He is an admiral. Admiral. We'll talk more about Ronnie Jackson. You could meet him. You could hear him at CPAC. We'll be right back.
Through the dust and the smoke of this man-made hell walked a giant of a man that the miners knew well, grabbed a sagging timber and gave out with a groan, and like a giant oak tree just stood there alone, Big John. Big
John. You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Find your inner rebel at Dixie Republic, the world's largest Confederate store, located in Travelers Rest, South Carolina. The anti-white, anti-Christ, anti-Southern world ends at the asphalt. Welcome to God's country. Log on to DixieRepublic.com to view our Southern merchandise, from flags to t-shirts to artwork. At the store, browse through our extensive collection of belt buckles and have a custom-made leather belt handcrafted in our Johnny Reb's Gun and Leather Shop. That's DixieRepublic.com, where you can meet all of your Southern needs.
Support those that support the network. Support Dixie Republic at DixieRepublic.com. Email ProudSouthern123@gmail.com and let them know that RBN sent you.
Einstein once said, "Future medicine will be the medicine of frequencies." What did he know? Imagine you hear ocean waves caressing a beach, or a favorite song from the past, or the trickle of the babbling brook. All of these are sound frequencies that positively affect us. Terahertz is a soothing, healing frequency that has been proven to resonate at the same frequency as healthy cells. It penetrates the body and stimulates new healthy cell growth. Want to diminish muscle aches, joint pains, and experience a greater sense of well-being? Tired of spending money on short-term remedies that never seem to work? Soothing, healing, relaxing terahertz frequency is now available, and as handy as flipping a switch. Terahertz technology is changing the course of what we were taught about how to maintain our health and well-being. To read more about this amazing breakthrough and to order your terahertz frequency wand, go to naturalearthmedicine.com. That's naturalearthmedicine.com.
Tune in Saturday mornings, 8 to 10 Central, to the Alternative Media with your host, Farron. If you've not been listening, this is some of what you've been missing.
2,000 mules, like you like to say occasionally, Farron, in your face.
They might have a set of lactating mammaries available that could provide milk for their adopted children.
Complicit news media all pulling off this gigantic fraud.
Rhino, neocon, cucks.
There's this wonderful thing that's called Vote with Defeat. Move to California.
I am a conspiracy factualist and everyone else is a reality theorist.
Hundreds, if not thousands, of ships came out of nowhere.
Give me liberty or let's give you death.
Any excuse to go and kill yourself for this fraud of a government. This goes back 100 years.
When they come for your gold, give them a lead. And when they come for your guns, give them the bullets first. And God help us all.
Tomorrow all the things were gone, I'd work for all my life, and I had to start again with just my children and my wife. From the lakes of Minnesota to the hills of Tennessee, across the plains of Texas, from sea to shining sea, from Detroit down to Houston, New York to L.A., well, there's pride in every American heart, and it's time we stand and say.
What a song. What a man, Lee Greenwood. And you can bet on it that Lee Greenwood will be at Trump rallies coming up. Of course, he'll be at the Republican convention of 2024 in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, and let's listen to Donald Trump today, something he put out today for us. We got plenty of time to listen to it. Here's Donald Trump today, just winding up, just warming up for his speech on Saturday. Oh, let me mention it before I forget, talking about Saturday. James O'Keefe, Robert Malone, Ronnie Jackson. Okay, how about this name? Eduardo Bolsonaro. I know Eduardo Bolsonaro. That's the president of Brazil. Well, no, close. That's his son. Eduardo, his son, is in the Chamber of Deputies of Brazil. He'll be speaking at 10 o'clock on Saturday. Then Tom Fitton. Then Mark Levin. Then Julie Levin, and she immediately follows Mark Levin, I'm thinking this must be not a coincidence. It could either be his wife or his daughter. She's the she is a big shot in the America First Legal Foundation. Then we've got Stephen Miller on Saturday. Tulsi Gabbard. Oh, come on. This is an all-star lineup. But here's Jair Bolsonaro. Oh, that's the man you were thinking of, the president of Brazil. He will be speaking at 1:10. He only gets 15 minutes. There are over 115 speakers, so they can't give long talks, which, you know, hey, wonderful. Jair Bolsonaro will be speaking on Saturday before the president, our president. Then they'll have their straw poll announcement, in which they'll announce an overwhelming support of Donald Trump, I guarantee it. Mike Lindell will be speaking on Saturday. Lauren Boebert will be speaking an hour before the president. Dave Bratt will be speaking right before the president. Dave Bratt, that who upset the apple cart in Virginia when he beat, I'm trying to remember who he beat. He beat a rhino with no money, nothing. He had no assets. And the guy he beat, it's going to come to me in a minute, you know, he's disappeared into oblivion. He was so badly beaten by Dave Bratt. But Dave Bratt was just a patriot MAGA man who came out of nowhere and told this guy who was the, I think he was the third most powerful person in the Rhino Congress, of Paul Ryan, he beat him. And then he then retired from Congress, Dave Bratt did, and he's now one of the most important people at Liberty University. And he says on when he appears on TV, he says, you can come meet with me in my office. Let's talk. And then Donald Trump at 3 o'clock. Okay, so here he is. Here's Donald Trump. Recorded today for you.
Joe Biden recently signed a very sinister executive order mandating that almost every federal department and agency establish a Marxist equity, this is something new, enforcement squad to implement a woke takeover of the entire federal government. Every institution in America is under attack from this Marxist concept of equity. Instead of treating everyone equally, making decisions based on merit or qualifications, equity means that benefits are awarded and policies are enforced based on skin color and sexual identity. We don't think that's a good idea. It's a catch-all term used by the radical left to justify every one of its crazy programs. Climate change is now about fighting environmental racism. They falsely accuse law enforcement of racism to explain why they must end cash bail instead of busting up bloodthirsty gangs that kill people all over our cities. With his inaction, Biden is weaponizing every tool of government power to push this racism and this communism and Marxism or whatever you want to call it. When FEMA, the EPA, and the FAA and IRS are corrupted and tasked with enforcing equity, freedom and equality under the law are absolutely dead. I will revoke this executive order on my first day back in office. I will look forward to it. The Oval Office is a wonderful place, but also a wonderful place to stop things that are very bad for our country from happening. I will instruct the Department of Justice to make clear that any such discrimination is completely and totally illegal and to investigate the unlawful domination and discrimination and civil rights abuses carried out by the Biden administration. I will immediately terminate all staffers hired to implement this policy and eliminate all offices and initiatives connected to it. We will not allow it to happen. I will create a special team to rapidly review every action taken by federal agencies under...
Now, let me... Forgive me. I mean, come on, this is just too exciting. Do you hear the power, the of the president's utterance? We've never heard a political figure like this punching this hard.
Biden's equity agenda that will need to be reversed. We will reverse almost all of them, maybe in fact all of them. I will also urge Congress to create a restitution fund for Americans who have been unjustly discriminated against by these equity policies, and I will restore merit-based federal civil service. I will get this extremism out of the White House, out of the military, out of the Justice Department, and out of our government. We don't want it in our country. The United States of America will be strong again. Thank you very much.
Is this the man? This is incredible. And of course, you can't see it there on your speaker, but that beautiful face, that strong, suntan, healthy, vigorous man who can wins the senior championship at the West Palm Beach International Golf Course. Amazing. Okay, let's now the rhinos. Here's the good news. Don't lose sleep over the rhinos. I would say yes. Go ahead and lose sleep over World War III, because that's the life of your children. That's worth losing sleep over. But don't lose sleep over the Never Trumpers. They are really looking bad. And their no show at CPAC, which is the, you know, the Olympic Games of the right. This is the big event. So to not even show up, and it's probably a prudent move on their part. The least bad of two bad alternatives to show up or not show up. So let's read a little bit more from the president today. I'll tell you what, I just can't. I may lose sleep. Thursday night, Friday night, Saturday night, two nights of sleep, Thursday and Friday. I'm going to be just on the, I can't wait to hear the president on Saturday. And all of these other people, I mean, building in a huge crescendo. Jair Bolsonaro, a good friend of Donald Trump. And remember, what was Jair Bolsonaro called? J-A-I-R. My Portuguese isn't that good, so anybody out there with perfect Portuguese, you know, you can give me the exact way to say Jair Bolsonaro. He was called, I'm trying to remember his nickname. His moniker was, I'll try to remember it. I mean, the sense was he was the Trump of the tropics. Did I get that right? The Trump of the tropics? He is Brazil, which is a big nation, very important nation, with a very large European population. He was doing the things that Donald Trump did in Brazil. And the two men are fast friends. So you can be sure Bolsonaro, who speaks at 1:10 on Saturday, Donald Trump will be speaking 2 hours later. You can be sure that behind the scenes, Bolsonaro and Trump will meet up. So here we go. Donald Trump today, message to you. Rupert Murdoch should apologize to his viewers and readers for his ridiculous defense of the 2020 presidential election. How many forms of cheating and rigging does he have to see? He should also apologize to those anchors who got it right, like Tucker Carlson, and fire the ones who got it wrong or were afraid to speak up, of which there were many. It's time to get rid of fake news and call it like it is. And see, Trump now is, he's going toe-to-toe with Rupert Murdoch, because Donald Trump, his truthsocial.com is worth multiple billions of dollars and has an audience that, if it keeps growing the way it is, and it will, it can go toe-to-toe with Fox on audience size. So you better listen, Rupert, because Donald Trump's going to take the patriots who listen to Fox are going to migrate en masse away from your stupid rhino proclivities. Okay, let's go here. How about this? They're not coming for me. They're coming for you. I'm just in their way. It's a tweet, message from the president today. It's a message he repeats because it bears repeating. Oh, let's go check to see if he's put something up in the last few seconds. Here we go. Here's his most recent post. Is 3 hours ago. And it's a beautiful statement. I'm not going to read it. New polls show Trump bump, a widening lead over DeSantis with GOP voters. Now, here's another piece of good news in tonight's show. And this is why I mentioned the rhinos, the Never Trumpers, they're peeing in their boots. Donald Trump is, first of all, he's leading DeSantis better than 2-1. You can't, that's a no contest. But it gets better because Donald Trump's lead is widening. Now, what the DeSantis has thrown his lot in with the rhinos and the Never Trumpers. Oh, get this. A person who's at the DeSantis had a meeting at the Four Seasons Hotel in Palm Beach in the last few days. Guess who the political celebrity was in attendance? Ann Coulter? She's throwing in with Ron DeSantis? Hell hath no fury like a woman scorned. That's all I can say about Ann Coulter's behavior there. Hell hath no fury. She got so bent out of shape, apparently, when Donald Trump didn't appoint her to anything, didn't give her I think she felt entitled. And Donald Trump didn't give her some position. And so she felt scorned. And now she's gone in a hellion fury. James in Vancouver, thanks for calling in. James is coming
Hello.
In. Hey, James, you're on
Hello.
The air.
Hey, man, sorry I got in late. I had to take care of some business here. This conference is getting good, is it? Tomorrow, James O'Keefe?
Yes, James O'Keefe. And, I mean, you know, we've seen this. You know, what's going on behind the scenes is, you know, people like George Soros and the Koch brothers, they're making payoffs. Right. I mean, they're opening a briefcase with bundles of $10,000 in each bundle.
Oh yeah,
filling a Yeah, and I mean they're offering women to falsely testify that, you know, hey, I had sex with this guy, or men to say the same thing, or, you know, I mean, you know, money talks. So the the rhinos are buying off people, and of course the red Chinese are buying off people left and right. And of course you think, well, how much money do the red Chinese have to throw around? Oh my. Oh my.
Tons of it.
Yeah, unlimited. And remember, folks, the Chinese Communist Party uses every technique of combat, of warfare. So they will use, I mean, you know, they'll use murder. Murder's just fine with them. Disappearing. Maybe they don't kill you, but they just make you disappear. Maybe you wish you were dead. Or
under Biden.
Or
drown you with ticks and drugs.
Yeah. Or they will lobotomize you, leave you alive but lobotomize you. Or maybe this is what they do with the Falun Gong patriots in China. And I mentioned how good the Chinese people are. The Falun Gong people, these are really brave patriots. I mean, it takes bravery to fight the Chinese Communist Party. And here's what's happening to them in China. The communists are using them as live organ donors. What does that mean? That means, ladies and gentlemen, that you are just walking down the street or you're mowing your yard on Saturday and a black car pulls up and three thugs jump out of the car and then hustle you into the back seat. And you're driven off. And this is an unidentified car with meaningless license plates. And then you are escorted to a surgery where you are sedated. You're put out. You know, they just jab you in the arm and you're out. You know, you're gone.
Yeah.
And here's some of the organ donations. They might do an organ donation on you in which you donate as a living person a heart lung transplant. Now, do they even bother to sew you back up after they take out your heart and both lungs?
No need.
What's your? Yeah.
A heart is $1 million. $1 million for a heart.
Yeah,
I looked it up.
But they're not done with you because they probably have this down to a really fine science. Like which organ is?
Well, your liver is worth $500,000. If I'm going to take your heart, I'm going to take your liver too. See?
Yeah, but you have to do it in the right order. You don't want to take the heart first.
Well, yeah, but they got that technology. They got it all worked out in those trucks.
Right. So maybe the first thing you do is take the kidneys. You get two kidneys.
Yeah, could
and
the be. Person could be
still very much alive. Then you start taking out other things.
Yeah.
And you just go down the order of things until I guess the last thing you'd take out would be the heart lung transplant, and of course you have your person who's paid, as you say, millions of dollars for these organs.
Yep. Cash, that person, dude, cash money.
That cash person may be one room away in this red People's Liberation Army hospital. He may be in the other room because when you remove the fresh heart and lungs, you then immediately put it on the cart and slide it over to your Mr. Big Bucks in the next room and install it in him. But here's the thing. The the rhinos cannot handle this. And of course, the rhinos are pikers. Compared to the red Chinese, the rhinos are pikers. But they're evil enough. They're bad enough. They're willing, in their hubris, in their chutzpah, they're willing to risk you in a World War III because they don't mind. They don't mind spinning the chamber and pulling the trigger and then spinning the chamber again and pulling a trigger. Why do they do this kind of thing? Well, these are people that have no love in their lives. They hate life. They hate you. They don't really even know why they're alive. they lust for one thing, power,
yeah,
and other things like sex and money, but right, they lust for power, and they're willing to risk the world in a World War III. These are people are thoroughly evil.
Well, there's another reason too. They can't get out of what they got into something they can't get out of. You take Lindsey Graham and that other character that got into it. And now they can't get out. You see?
Oh, that's right.
That's another issue. Right?
Yeah, think of it, folks. Oh. Now, this is a darker. This is a darker scenario than you've ever seen in your life, but it's real. Is it imagine a completely evil enterprise that will do that live organ harvesting? Imagine those same people have their hooks into Lindsey Graham. Let's say they've compromised him. Let's say they have videos of Lindsey Graham doing various unspeakable things.
Well, there you go.
He would be very ashamed of. Oh, now, and then let's say they get him to, once they get you to do something for them, now you're guilty. Now you're, this is what MS-13 does. MS-13 is their initiation rite. They have a prospect for MS-13. In order to actually get in, he has to go kill a random person selected by someone else. They say, go kill that person. That you have no idea who you're killing. Some young mother.
Something like that.
Yeah, but the more heinous the murder, that's the point.
Yeah.
Now you're eligible. Now you are eligible for MS-13, and you can't get out. You can't leave. And how would you
that's
leave?
That's true, too.
Yeah, so all these people that are bought and controlled in your government, folks, in our government, in our country, this is what the Chinese Communist Party has perfected, using billions and billions of dollars in every part of our life, in the most, you know, in corporations, in the universities, with the politicians, with the honey trap women, who knows how many thousands of hookers the Chinese have working around the world. The largest pimp in the world must be Xi Jinping. He's
well,
got a string
see,
of
hookers. The hierarchy of the Communist Chinese Party is connected to the hierarchy of the Central Intelligence Agency, the Congress. You see, all these hierarchies, they all liaise with each other, see?
You got it. Now, we'll continue to be continued, folks. We'll continue this conversation tomorrow night right here in the Trump Clubhouse. Thank you for joining us. See you tomorrow night. Don't stop.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.